remind you that the views expressed on WEAA programs are those of participants and not necessarily those of Morgan State University, the staff, management, or underwriters of Baltimore's home for cool jazz. WEAA 88.9 FM. I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for riding in and checking in with me, folks. Oh my goodness. Welcome back. Yes. Before we start the show tonight, I definitely got to say I want to give a big shout out and thank you to Mr. McCarthy, Anthony McCarthy, for taking over the show yesterday. Apparently, he got too excited and thought that this said For the Culture with Anthony. Mm-hmm. He got so much love yesterday on social media and everything. Like, okay, Anthony. Yes, sir. Okay, I'm watching. I'm seeing you, Anthony McCarthy. I'm seeing you with my two eyes, brother. Yes, sir. All jokes aside, I want to give a big shout out to my brother, Anthony McCarthy, for making us continue the great tradition of talking about the conversations that you want to talk about. So, Anthony McCarthy, thank you so much for holding us down yesterday here on For the Culture. We loved having you as our special guest host. So tonight, I want to get into a conversation about something that you may have seen yourself. Now, this situation happened actually in Detroit, but you may have seen this, that the tides are turning right now for police officers. And understandably so, some people have some very, very, very hard feelings about police officers, especially those who are in the food industry. Here's the situation, folks. A food truck in Detroit, Michigan, have reportedly said that she won't serve police officers or any law enforcement officials because she, along with, quote, the majority of her customers, do not feel safe around law enforcement agents. Yeah, this is the situation in Detroit. A sister who feels like she's had enough dealing with police officers. Yes, she's the owner of a truck that serves vegan food. And if you love vegan, big shout out to all the vegans out there. Big shout out to the Vegan Soul Fest. But if you are a vegan and you've been out to Detroit, there is a food truck called the Rocky Road Brew. And this is a food truck that is owned by a woman named Rocky Coronado. And she posted on a now deleted Facebook post on Friday that she is, quote, well within her rights to refuse service to law enforcement agents. Wow. And here's how the whole situation got to be to this point, because this whole situation actually has gone viral. According to Rocky, she put out this post saying that she turned away two officers on Friday who were, quote, in a unmarked black Suburban with tinted windows, both with bulletproof vests and badges. Now, according to Rocky Coronado, the officers circled back around when she refused to give them service. The officers circled back around with a third person after being told the food truck was closed and asked why they weren't served. She responded, not feeling confrontational, I meekly told her that I don't serve law enforcement. Now, one of the three officers allegedly said she was with the Michigan Humane Society. and quickly became belligerent, according to Ms. Rocky Coronado. And then another one of the officers took photos of her and other customers, and the officer's false account of what happened was posted online. Rocky Coronado said that the post went viral, and she decided to post why she does not serve law enforcement agents. Now, the Michigan Humane Society, which provides animal welfare and sheltering service to the metropolitan Detroit area, they didn't give any type of comments. But the Detroit Chief of Police, Mr. James Craig, told the news that his officers find the business owner to be uncooperative with the department. He said, quote, "Generally speaking, we have good relations in that neighborhood, but my officers tell me whenever they've been in that area investigating criminal matters, she's been uncooperative and rude." The Facebook post said that because of the madness and backlash that the post have received, Rocky's Road Brew has temporarily been closed. Now, that's a sad situation, but it got me thinking. Okay, first, the culture right now is that folks are deciding that enough is going to enough. They're going to take matters into their own hands legally and decide not to show their appreciation or cooperation with the police. I'm going to just throw it out there. Do you think this is right? Do you think this is right? Is this justifiable? Or do you feel like that Ms. Rocky Coronado, who is the owner of a food business, should serve each and every one of those customers, regardless to her personal politic, regardless to how she feels about a particular type of customer? Now, you got to remember now, in the food business, all you're doing is serving food. Of course, you're building those relationships. But at the end of the day, you don't know these folks personally unless they open up themselves. They open themselves up to you. But it doesn't necessarily mean that what they do is who they are, right? I mean, sometimes we have this conversation about it's just a job. But what if people can't necessarily see that? You might be in a job situation. Some of you are working for a company, an institution, an agency, and you know you might go to a place, whether it's a food spot or a clothing spot, or you go to some place for some service, and they treat the one customer one way, they treat you another way. I see it in all the time. When you go into if you go downtown around noontime, around lunchtime, you'd be like, "I'm working for the mayor's office." And they give you the mayor's office treatment. Like, "Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm with the councilman. I'm with the state's attorney." Or you might go down to your favorite little spot, lunchtime spot downtown. You'd be like, "Yes. You don't have no badge on. They just move you along. They just shuffle you along." Well, here's the thing. That's the culture that we find ourselves in, right? Because there is a hard line. There's hard for many people to distinguish between who you are and what you do. And it's based upon judgment. It's based upon a bias. But does that necessarily mean that that's the right thing to do? Essentially, like if a person just coming in here to purchase food, they could be a racist. They can be a bigot. They can be all types of person. But if they treat you with respect, if they approach your business with respect, if they're looking to pay the money that they need to pay for your service, for your product, do you really have a right to deny them service or their product just because of your personal bias? That's the conversation I want to have today, folks. That's what I want to talk about. I want you to hit me up. Let me know what your thoughts are. 410-319-8888. Do you agree with Miss Rocky Coronado in Detroit? She had to shut her business down. She's not feeling the police. She's saying enough is enough. I'm not serving you, officer. I don't care if you officer friendly or not. I'm not serving you. Does she have the right to do that? Would you support her on doing that? Or do we need to have another part of this conversation? Look, I'm going to take a quick pause. When we come back, get to your calls. I'm going to share more of what Miss Coronado had to say on her Facebook book, Facebook post, and a whole lot more. So stay riding with me. We're getting into it for this first hour of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back. Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. All right, folks, we are talking about this situation in Detroit where a food truck owner by the name of Rocky Coronado has decided that enough was enough. She was going to do what she thinks is her part in showing support for those who have been victimized by police by not serving police at her food truck. She has refused service to food owners, to police officers, even some police who have worked for the welfare of animals. She said, no, I don't care. She stopped service to local police officers. She stopped serving the officers of the Michigan Humane Society, right? And, of course, some of you might be like, well, she should have stopped serving them. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Officers, ICE. She said, nope, I'm not serving them. I'm not serving them. And I want no parts of it. So I want to talk a little bit about this. Do you think that's right? Do you think it's a good move for her? And I mean, let's think about where, you know, the things that we do when we go out to places. Some of you may use your profession as a way to get certain perks, right? You know what I mean? You'd be like, I'm with this person. I am that person, right? You know what I mean? But what if the person don't serve you? Or what if the person has imposed a bias of the institution, the agency that you work for, and placed it on you? That's the thing. That's a big question. I want you to join me in this conversation. Of course, we are broadcasting live on our Facebook page, so I certainly want to get all your comments as well. For the Culture 88.9 on Facebook. You can also check me out at Faraji Muhammad on my Facebook page as we broadcast the live. And of course, 410-319-8888. All right, folks, let's jump into it. I'm ready to get back into the game. Missed you so much. All right, Mr. Leo Barrows from Bolton Hill. Talk to me, Leo. What's your take?
Well, I think the lady's nuts.
Yo, wait a minute. You think the lady is nuts?
I think something's wrong with her. Look, wow. Let's be realistic. Does she have her own police department? I mean, does she have someone? If she gets robbed, who's she going to call in event that something occurs in the law enforcement arena? I understand what she's talking about. She is reacting to police brutality and police misconduct. And I applaud that. But her license, she's operating a public accommodations kind of license. In other words, she has pledged, and I can't see it in front of me at this moment, to serve the general public.
Yep.
The police are members of the general public. So you cannot define and discriminate against police as a class or a group of people and categorize them as all of them as bad. Mm. And so it just doesn't make good sense. I understand that she's making a statement, and I appreciate what she's trying to do, but she's got to find another way. In a capitalistic system, she's in business to make money. So anybody who comes to her in good order, who is not abusing the privilege of using her service, she has to accommodate any American citizen or non-American citizen who comes to her who can pay the price that she demands for the product that she's serving.
Right.
So it's just kind of off the hook. I understand what she's trying to do, and I applaud the spirit of it, but the reality is that you're attempting to do something that may, in fact, if it were taken to court, if a court challenge were issued, may likely prove to be illegal.
Mm.
That, you know, that's discrimination, clear and apparent, based on stereotypical assumptions that all police are abusers, all police are racist, etc. You can't do it as much as you think you can.
Wow.
It's just false. I sympathize with the concept, but the reality is no. It's discrimination, plain and simple. And we need her to get on the bandwagon of fighting police brutality and racism and mobilizing support behind people like Colin Kaepernick and other people
right.
who want to fight this evil. And it is a rampant evil.
Yeah.
And many of us we've quit the fight already. We like Colin Kaepernick, but we stopped fighting. We ought to be boycotting every home game of any National Football League franchise, including the Ravens, when it comes to police brutality, because it has not, there's been no respite. It continues. And
yeah.
So we should escalate our protest against police brutality and police misconduct.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
And Leo Barrows checking in from Bolton Hill, getting it started tonight as we talk about what's happening out of Detroit with the food truck owner refused to serve police officers. She said Homeland Security officers. She's talking about Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. She even talked about the Humane Society. Yes. Look, she said on her Facebook post, this is Miss Rocky Coronado, said that one of the officer from the Humane Society had informed her that she was with the Humane Society and that they probably have the same political ideas. But then Ms. Rocky Coronado said that's when the officer was ready to rectify the situation. But the officer quickly became belligerent. She took out a phone and started taking pictures. The customers already at the truck were harassed by her and photographed despite not having their consent. That's when I refused her service and asked her to leave. She posted on her male passenger post. She posted. Or her male passenger posted some pics with their false accounts of what happened. I'm just reading what she wrote it. The post went viral, and I decided to post why I do not serve law enforcement agents. Since then, all lives matter, quote-unquote patriots, MAGA, and quote-unquote Christians have been slandering, threatening, and harassing the business via Facebook. These people, their code switching, their hate, their ignorance shows me I'm on the right path. These people are the threat to freedom, equality, and peace in America. Ms. Coronado continues saying, as a brown queer person in America, I am well aware that my very being is a threat to America with the triple K's in it, and it's a lineage of genocide, fragility, and hate. My very existence is my resistance, and just like my ancestors, I am resilient. So despite the hate and slander, I am well. I wanted to thank everyone for the emotional labor. These creeps cannot be reasoned with and support. It's super comforting, and I love y'all for it. I had planned to take the day off to attend RISE in Flint, a nationwide day of environmental action, but because of the madness, I'll be doing some self-care near home. So I'll be closed, but we'll keep you posted on when I'll be opened back up. With resistance and love in mind, Rocky Coronado, hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag Refugees Welcome, hashtag No Mames Singway. No Mames Singway. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. Wow. So Ms. Rocky Coronado is apparently going at it with a lot of different people. But she stopped serving them food, though, if they come to her truck. That's the question. Let's go to India. out of Baltimore. India, what's your take on this?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
She's wrong. She's definitely wrong.
She's wrong like two left feet?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because it would be no different than her saying, I'm not going to serve anyone who has a different sexual orientation or someone who's black or someone who's white. It would be no different than her doing any of that. So I understand she's trying to make a stand, but she needs to, you know, do that in a different manner. Because suppose she went somewhere and someone, you know, she asked for service. And someone said, you know, you're a female. I don't serve females.
I don't serve queer women.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Right. That's a good point. I think you're making a valid point.
So I just don't think that that's the appropriate manner. I understand she's trying to take a stand, but you cannot penalize every person or every person in a certain, you know, job because of other people. So if every person in this world said, we're not going to serve, you know, black females or queer people, period, whatever, because of I don't like this one person or these two people, then what's the difference?
So what about this part of this, India, where people either try to use their jobs to gain perks or try to disassociate themselves from their profession, and how we, those outside of those agencies and institutions, view that person? Because I think that there's certainly some bias that plays a huge part in this. Like, you know, I know police officers, but at the same time, you know, some people can't make the distinction between the person and the profession.
Well, then that person has a problem and needs to talk to somebody.
Just that quick. Okay, Indy. Okay, yes, ma'am. Dr. Indy is on the phone, ready for service.
No, I'm just saying they have a problem and they need some help.
Indy, have you ever used your job as a way to either get ahead or try to disassociate from your job?
Not for myself, but for the person I work for. And she says, hey, I need you to go here and obtain this document from these people. Yeah, I will say, this person needs these documents.
Gotcha.
Yes, I have done that.
Yeah, I do the same thing, India. I do this absolute same thing. I go up in it. I work for WEAA, damn it. They'd be like, and your name is...
Exactly.
I hear that. India, thank you so much for checking in.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Look, folks, we got to take a quick pause. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. So, Glord, Greg, Clarence, Dennis, and Youssef out of Baltimore, our new caller, we're going to get to you. I'm asking this question, folks, because that's the other part of this. Does Ms. Coronado have a point? So far, she doesn't, according to the folks I'm hearing from. But also, should we use our bias to keep people together or lump people together based upon a profession? Two things at play here, folks. Look, we got to take a quick pause when we come back. A whole lot coming up in the next 30. So hit me up, 410-319-8888. Also, post your comments on our Facebook page at For The Culture 88.9 on Facebook. Stay riding with me. A whole lot coming up in the next 30 of For The Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.
This is WEAA News Director Julius White. Here are some of the things you and your family can do to be ready for possible impacts from Hurricane Florence. Make sure you have food and water for at least 3 days. Stock it with food items that are non-perishable. A gallon of water per person per day is recommended. Have flashlights and batteries, toilet paper, soap and sanitizing wipes, a can opener, first aid supplies, spare eyeglasses, prescriptions and extra medication, and necessary equipment or devices. Pet supplies. Have a radio, especially one that runs on batteries or a hand crank. Next, make a plan. Gather phone numbers. Write out contact information for workplaces, schools, doctors, insurance, and other important numbers, and keep it in your kit. Create backups of your important documents or files and store them in a secure, waterproof place. And, of course, stay informed. Stay with us at WEAA 88.9 FM for the very latest in severe weather information.
CEO of the free world now. Build your world. Hey folks, this is Dr. K from Today with Dr. K. Now, I may be the host of the show, but as I always say, the show belongs to all of us. Everyday citizens who still believe that there is good in our city, the ones who know what making a difference is all about. So tune in every day, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for Today with Dr. K, and let's face the issues together.
Let you find what you're made of. Your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM. The voice of the community.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. All right, we're talking about this Detroit food truck owner, a black woman who has identified as being a part of the LGBTQ community and has said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm not going to serve police officials, law enforcement officials in any capacity from my food truck. They hungry? Go to the next truck, partner, because you ain't getting no bread over here. Want to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think this is right, for one? And then two, talking about the bias, right, that people may have because of where you work. That sometimes it's hard for folks to distinguish who you are from the thing that you do. I want to get your thoughts on this. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Glord out of West Baltimore. Glord, what you got to say, sir? Glord?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Glord. Hearing you loud and clear.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, she's definitely wrong. And Mr. Leo really summed it up. So I don't want to, elaborate on that. But if this woman has more than one truck, and hopefully she got more of a business than just that one truck, because if she's licensed, you got to get licensed to be in the business,
yep.
And you got to serve the public. Simple as that.
Yep.
So her license might be, if she sat down, they might shut it down for 30, 60, or 90 days or more. That I don't know, and then she gonna lose business if she has one truck. But my thing is, and I think you said earlier, it's some good police officers out there, and she can't say she's not going to serve no police officers. You know, we need them. I'm an elderly person, and the police has come up there. You know, you got some good ones, so you don't know who's bad or what. But she's going to say all police are bad? That's not good. But I'm quite sure the license is going to deal with her.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we talked about it, but the police chief saying that when things happen in that neighborhood, she's not cooperative.
Whoa.
Now she's possibly, serving an obstruction, right? Of
exactly.
an investigation. So if she sees something, she may not say something.
Right. And to close on this, and you're right, because in my neighborhood, I remember there was a truck, at the intersection, it was selling clothes and a lot of, store items and all.
Yes, sir.
And it was a murder on that corner. And they know this person saw it, had information, and he refused to say to work with the police. But eventually, they had him closed down.
Wow.
They had him closed down. He had to relocate.
So now, Glory, in a situation like that, is that clothing, is that food truck or that business, are they an asset to the community or a liability? Because if you're not saying anything, and I mean, you can share these things anonymously, folks.
Exactly.
So if you are allowing things, I know that we often talk about that code of silence. We talk about the code of police officers, but the code of the community is we stay quiet when things do happen.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because there's so much going on and you have to do that. You have to be careful. And I tell people in my community, you've got to watch how you approach young people.
Yes.
A different way. And then that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Glory for West Baltimore. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Yes,
always
sir.
Good,
yes,
Glory.
Sir.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Youssef, new caller from Baltimore. Talk to me, Youssef. What's your take?
Okay, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
My take for real is it's for her, I think she's definitely wrong. because, like you said, she's a queer woman, and that just brought me back to a story I read about a bakery refusing to bake for somebody that's a gay couple back, I think it was last year, and they actually had to go to court. So if she got denied something like that just because of, you know, she's queer or whatever, she wouldn't like that. So I feel like it's kind of the same thing going with the police officers. They didn't do nothing to you exactly, and you just denied them. I feel like that's completely wrong.
Right.
To be honest, because like I said, if it happened to her, we can't serve you and your girlfriend or you and your boyfriend because we just don't serve you guys over here. She's not going to like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like back in the day when there's white shops and black shops and the black people can't go to certain places and get served, she probably won't like that either.
Right.
So to me, I don't see no difference in it. I understand, like I said, I understand where she's coming from.
Right.
Like me now, if I see a cop, I'm driving, I see a cop behind me, I automatically just like make the next turn. It's not regardless.
I just see them blue and reds coming up behind me.
Yeah, I just
like hold on. I know somebody in this block. Hold on.
The next turn, but it's like I definitely understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
But if you're in the public and you're serving people publicly, it's just plain wrong.
Yeah.
To say, I can't serve you because you're a cop. Because at the end of the day, she's gonna, God forbid, but she will probably need them one day. Because, you know, maybe. You never know. But
never know. Never know.
Because, like I said, if somebody robbed her, she's going to call the cops. There's no way around it. And they can't say, oh, we don't like you, so we can't serve you and help you with an investigation for your robbery.
And you said, you are absolutely right, man. You are absolutely right.
That is my point. And the whole thing about your profession, I think some professions get, like, more negative connotation than others.
Yeah.
For example, like a firefighter, they always get the good kind of, the good end of the state.
How about, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Yusuf, I saw this meme. Nobody has ever said F the firefighters.
Right.
We say F, you know what I'm saying? Nobody has ever said that. Yeah. Nobody be like, no, you know what? We don't need no firefighters in this neighborhood.
Right, because of the job they do, same thing with like veterans and stuff, they do get special treatment, and it's like rightfully so, because you know the job they do. And some cops, I do believe they get special treatment, just like the relations with people aren't that good. So I do understand signing people in with their profession, but for me, I only see like cops probably the only people that you could really say as a negative about because most people don't care what you do.
That's true.
Like, in a negative way, unless you're a cop, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Like, with every other profession, anytime you talk about something, it's like, okay, that's cool. Is it a good thing? Like, oh, you're a firefighter? That's great. Thank
right.
you for your service. You're a fireman? Thank you for your service.
You're a paramedic? Yep, but you're good.
You're a paramedic?
You're a police officer? Take a seat over there, sir. Just sit down. Just sit down.
That's my take on the whole situation.
Hey, Yusuf, hey, appreciate you, man. I hope this won't be the last time that we hear from you. Definitely appreciate your insight, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for checking in from Baltimore. Patrick, on the road, what's your take, brother? First time caller.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got to tell you, this topic really kind of fascinates me.
Okay.
You know, I think this woman, I think she's making a really bad business decision, but I got to say that I think as a business owner, this should be her right if she chooses to not do business with a certain set of people for whatever reason. Yeah, you might say it's discrimination, but I believe that, you know, she should have that right. I don't think that, that's the best way to kind of get people to see your point of view or to sway them, towards your side of an argument. I think that turning them away is a bad idea. I think it's better to engage people, to take in people that, you know, might philosophically disagree with her on things and engage them in a conversation. And by doing that, you know, she could probably have a better chance of getting them to understand her point of view. And this, you know, her actions in this case probably don't, further the goal that she's trying to reach. But you know, I think it should be well within her right. I know that, you know, from a legal perspective, she's probably on shaky ground. Unfortunately, I don't think she should be, But, you know, I think there's better ways of going about making a statement than, you know, the way she's going about it.
So here's the question, though, Ian. How do we, you know, in the case of Rocky, she has a politic around law enforcement. We get that, right? And she has a politic about race in America, obviously based on her Facebook post. But how, when we're talking about, okay, if it was a white business owner and black customers, or if it was a brown business owner and gay customers, how do we ensure that people don't infringe on other people's rights that's in a very disrespectful or illegal way?